Broadcasting live from Terminal West at the King Plow Arts Center, it's Startup Riot 2015. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Good afternoon, once again, Radio X listeners. We are here live at the King Plow Terminal West Arts Center, where we have Startup Riot 2015. The afternoon presentations have just begun, but I'm sitting here with Puga Sankara.
Good that afternoon. Good.
Yes, how are you doing, sir?
Oh, thank you for having me.
My pleasure, great. And yeah. Thank you for being a guest here on Business Radio X. You are with Smart Gladiator LLC, a mobile enable your supply chain. That's right?
That is correct,
so,
yes.
Yeah. What was the kind of birth behind all this? How did it get started?
In my career, I've visited a lot of distribution centers. Essentially, the distribution centers replenish a product in the stores that we want to buy from, mm-hmm. right? I mean, when I go to or when anybody goes to buy a product, they want their favorite product to be available in the store,
right?
So the DCs and a lot of people that are working in the distribution centers, make sure they ship the product to the store so it's available for the consumer at the right time. So I've done a lot of inventory control system deployments for those distribution centers.
That's your background there.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we have seen this problem that people struggle with the mobile devices that they're using today. And we have also seen this consumer mobile technology that just completely changed the game after the launch of iPhone in 2007.
Right.
So when we wondered, hey, how about deploying these devices in an enterprise environment in a DC mm-hmm. distribution center and make it easy for the operators to do their job. So mm-hmm. that's how it started.
So you identified a need for this, but you probably had to reach out to some folks to develop the software and everything, how to integrate that into the smartphones, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we said, we wanted to vet the idea, so we participated in the 2013 Georgia Tech Business Plan Competition.
Oh, okay.
As part of that, we spoke to a bunch of people that we've worked with in the past, and the feedback was great. They said, wow, that'll be great.
Right.
So we went and built a simple prototype, hiring a bunch of engineers, and showed it to the people, and they said, wow, bring it on.
Yeah.
We'll pilot it.
So then once you got that software developed and you were able to maybe transition away from that, so what we're looking at here is an old-style kind of punch, what do you call that machine?
This is called a RF handheld.
Auto handheld, and it has a bunch of keypads on it with the LCD screen there that, kind of reads the barcodes, and then it gives you the information about that product, but it, it's big, it's cumbersome, and it's pretty much outdated from what you're saying.
Exactly. I mean, it's probably 20 years old technology, and there's not been any significant, even incremental improvements to this device for a long time.
Right. And so then you came along, you got the software developed, you already identified the need, and then had some folks work on that technology for you, and now you've integrated all that down into a handy smartphone style, or what we have here is an iPod Touch. Is that right?
Exactly. So basically, what we have done is we've taken a consumer device, iPod Touch, and then added a backup battery to it.
Okay.
And also ruggedized it.
So yeah, I can see it's got a really, a rugged housing to it, so it can be, handled, not intentionally roughly, but in case you do drop it, it's certainly not going to damage the equipment. And you've attached some straps so the user could wear it on their wrist,
exactly.
Forearm. And then you were showing me before we went to broadcast about how it has the integrated typing platform.
Exactly.
You can use FaceTime and instant messaging as well as access training videos on that. Is that right?
Exactly. What we have done is, while developing the product, we also spoke to the DC operators and the supervisors. So we asked them, hey, what are some of the problems that you folks have, while using these devices? So we want to mm-hmm. understand, we are really solving a pain, not just, making something just for the sake of it.
Right.
So when we spoke to them, they said, hey, communication is a major problem.
Yes.
It's so difficult to reach a person when I need someone to, help me with getting a high priority task done right at that time. So then we said, hey, how about leveraging something like FaceTime or, texting? Oh,
yeah.
That'll be cool.
Yeah.
So we incorporated that.
You're right. You're at these distribution centers. You could be several football fields away from someone, and you have just a simple question, and you can't even get it answered. But here, you can do it instantly.
Exactly. You have to walk. I mean, the other option, the current process they have is either people are on their trucks or you know, are doing, you know, work in that one corner of the DC, they have to walk all the way back to the supervisor's office, you know, get the instruction and then go back and do their thing.
Right.
So this one with FaceTime, they can do, you know, FaceTime from wherever they are, even show the problem that they're having through the camera and get a resolution right from, you know, where they are. And the feedback we are getting is, you know, hey, if we deploy this type of communication tool, we can easily save at least 30 minutes per shift. Per operator.
Yeah,
that's
no
the
doubt.
Feedback we're getting.
And what's the secondary part to it? Is this the scanner portion? And how would the user wear that?
Exactly. That's a Bluetooth barcode scanner, so they would wear it like this on their finger.
I see. Put it on your index finger.
Exactly. And this is connected to the device through Bluetooth.
Right.
So it's not, you know, it's free. It just, you know, from an ergonomics perspective, they can, you know, move their arm however they want to do the scanning.
Where this old tool here is, you know, I got the big handle, and if they're not using it, it has to hang on their belt, which could potentially get damaged, or it's not very user-friendly in that manner. And there's, you know, dozens of keys on here that are really small that I could see if you're wearing gloves or something, you couldn't, you know, punch easily. So you've really simplified it all down into two different products that continuously communicate with one another right here.
Exactly. And what we have done is, I mean, the soft overlay keyboard that has a you know, configurable keyboard at the function level.
Nice.
So, you know, there are so many different functions that people perform, the operators perform within the distribution center.
Right.
So there are receivers, there are pickers, there are, you know, shippers. So they all do different things. So based on the functions they perform, we can configure different keys, you know, at the function level. So it makes it easy. They don't have to keep searching for the keys that they need to press.
That's good. And I'll go ahead and give the website out to our listeners out there. That's www.in-cmd.com.
That is correct.
Right? And the name of the company is Smart Gladiator LLC. That's a catchy name. I like that name a lot.
Really?
Smart
Thank
Gladiator.
You.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Thanks.
And so how long you guys been in business?
We have been in business since April 2013.
Okay, a couple years now.
Exactly. But you know, any startup, the way it goes is you got to work on it part-time and really, you know, vet the idea, make sure you're onto something.
Very
so that's
true.
What we did, and now we are full-time on this.
All right, and is it just you, or how many staff members do you have over there?
I have me, myself, and then I have a few developers that are based out of, you know, India that are helping us with development.
But you're based here in Atlanta.
Exactly.
Right, so if anybody wants to meet with you locally, you know, there's lots of distribution centers here in Atlanta that could use your services, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
You can reach out to them there.
And we are in the ATDC, too. So we are...
the Tech Square.
Exactly, yep.
Very nice. And so you're presenting this afternoon, right?
Exactly.
Are you nervous?
Yep.
You excited?
A little bit. I mean, I've done this presentation multiple times, but still, you know, the format is pretty good because the second 3 minutes is a, you know, really a live question and answer session. That is really good. I like that.
Yeah, you got to be on your toes for that.
Exactly.
So get your game face on, you know, put some headphones on, get ready, get up there and present. So we're definitely wishing you much success there and helping you get the word out about your device here. What do you call this device? Is there a name for it?
Exactly. The name for this is in-command wearable.
Okay.
This is a wearable. What we really offer is a in-command mobile ecosystem.
Okay.
So that consists of this wearable and also tablets. So tablets are, you know, devices that the supervisors use. So today, you know, that's the second problem that we are solving. Today, the supervisors have their systems, you know, all the access only through the desktops at their desk.
That's right.
So they are chained to their desk, right? And they have, you know, a bunch of operators that are working in specific areas.
Yeah.
And you know, if I were a supervisor, I want to spend more time closer to my employees, you know, coach them, give them feedback, you know, provide them performance rating and all that. So because they are chained to the desk, they are not able to do it. So we provide tablets. I mean, it's basically iPad loaded with apps.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, they can access the information they need right from where they are. And they can be closer to their employees, you know, coach them, you know, provide them feedback, help them do their job better and things like that. So all these tablets and the wearables, and also we provide the apps by themselves as well. So if employees have their own iPhone or any iOS device, they can, you know, download these apps into their device, and it's all connected together. It all stays together. You know, they can communicate each other. They can share messages, you know, work together and things like that.
And you mentioned you're already working with some big companies out there. You go ahead and give a shout out to them if you want.
Exactly. Yeah, we have got 5 customers so far.
Okay.
We have got, you know, customers all over the U.S.
Nice.
Right now. You know, HomeMedics is one. And then we have a couple of customers in the Atlanta area. So we are slowly, you know, growing. It's been very exciting journey so far.
Good. And so you're looking for more funding here today, right?
Exactly.
And you want to get the word out so 6 months, a year from now, you could be in who knows how many distribution centers, right? That's the goal, right? Worldwide, right? And wow, you could hit a home run here in Atlanta if you got some of these big companies. You know, we've got some huge, you know, worldwide companies based here in Atlanta. All you need is one of them to sign up, and you could really be on your way to great success. So Puga Sankara, he's with Smart Gladiator LLC. You can reach out to him again at www.in-cmd.com, or you can call him directly at 678-481-5486. Also, email address is puga@smartgladiator.com. Well, sir, thank you very much for being a guest here today.
Oh, thank you very much for giving us the opportunity.
My pleasure, and wish you much success in your presentation this afternoon and certainly with your business going forward after today.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you again. And on behalf of Business Radio X, this is Ryan Redhawk broadcasting live from Startup Riot 2015. Stay tuned for more.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.